Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's a lot of stuff you're better off not even hearing about. What if Eve, who was beguiled, what if she'd have said, you know, when the devil said that, she said, no, I don't even want to hear that. God told me this. You shut up. Let's get out of here. Right? Well, we'd all still be in the garden. Right? What if you and I wouldn't consider all the devil's options? It's a popular word of his, isn't it? Alternate. Alternate. Alternate position. Alternate lifestyle. Alternate. If you're a Christian and the Word of God is your authority, there is no other Jesus. There is no other gospel. There is no other way. So we're not confused because there's no choice. In closing, go back please to 1 Kings. This is important today. This can solve some things that have been tormenting some people. 1 Kings 13. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I won't read the whole thing for time's sake, but it is the story of a man who was a prophet, a young man who was a prophet, whom the Lord sent to cry against the ungodliness and idolatry of a backslid people. And he did. And supernaturally, God confirmed his word. And the king, after messing up big time and then repenting and actually had to get healed over his rebellion, he tried to get this man of God, in verse 7, to come home with him. And the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself and I will give you a reward. Well, he's the king. This probably meant a lot of money. The man of God said to the king, if you'd give me half your house, I will not go in with you. Neither will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that you came. Is he confused about this? No, he is not. He's talking to the king, the sovereign of the land, who's able to make him rich. And he says, no. I don't care if you offer me half of everything you got. I am not coming home with you. I am not having a meal with you because the Lord specifically told me don't. So, no. Bye. And he turned and was, like the Lord said, going home a different way than he came. Good. He's doing good. Is he being led? Yes, yes he is. Verse 11, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, and the words which he had spoken to the king, them they told to their father, and their father said to him, which way did he go? And for his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah, and he said to his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God, and he found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, are you the man of God that came from Judah? And he said, I am. He said to him, come home with me and eat bread. Now let's just stop right here. Why did he want this particular thing? Why come home with me and eat? Why? Do you understand that even Christians, if they're not right and thinking right, they can yield to the enemy and be used of the enemy to try to influence people wrongly? The man's a prophet. But there are indications that he hadn't been too close to God, if you read the whole story. And I think this is one thing. He sees somebody that really is being used of God, and he's gotten cold, and he wants to try to get some of what they got or get involved in it some way. Come eat with me. The Lord didn't tell us this person like he did this man, but are you confused about what he should tell him now? What should he tell him? Well, what did he tell him? He said, I may not return with you, nor go in with you, neither will I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, you shall eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that you came. I mean, he quoted it just like he did the first time. He knows exactly what the Lord told him to do and not to do. And he tells him again, I ain't going. And he said, the old prophet said, I am a prophet also as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord. And he said, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. Oh, man. I mean, exactly, disobeyed. Did the exact opposite of what God told him to do. And it came to pass that while he was sitting at the table, that the word of the Lord came to the prophet that brought him back and cried to the man of God and said, thus says the Lord, for as much as you've disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, you came back, you ate bread and drunk water in the place which the Lord did say to you, eat no bread, drink no water, your carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of your fathers. It came to pass after he ate the bread and he drank, he saddled the donkey, and while he was gone, a lion met him and killed him. Was that the perfect will of God? Certainly not. What happened here? Now listen to me carefully. What did this man? This man was a believer in Jehovah. He was a prophet. But he missed it. And he lied. And he said, an angel appeared to me. And the word of the Lord told me the opposite of what he told you. So he changed what he told you. No. Listen to me. When you get something in your heart, God tells you clearly, don't you let anybody come along and say, yea, thus saith the Lord. You don't have to do that anymore. I've heard from the Lord too, and I had a vision, and you're released from that. You know, listen. You don't want to wind up in judgment. When the Lord's told you something, don't you back off of it. Don't you change it. Because of somebody's prophecy or somebody's tongue and interpretation or somebody's vision. Because the enemy tries to work through these areas. And even sometimes they are believers, but they just miss it. And they have wrong motives that make them open and susceptible to deception. Like this man. Do not, after you've heard from the Lord, do not let somebody talk you out of it. Can you say amen? I know that's a sobering thing, but we should heed it. Never replace what you've received from the Lord for yourself from something another person says they receive from the Lord for you. Does that make sense? In these years of ministry, I don't know at the times that we've had people write or call or come and say, you know, the Lord has directed me that you should do this. Really? And hadn't said a thing to me about it. I mean, you hear it all the time. People getting, well, the Lord has dealt with me that you should. I mean, when I hear that, the Lord has dealt with me that you should do. Red flags go off. Did you hear me? All these folk always being led to tell other people what to do. They need to hear from God for themselves and get busy doing what they should be doing. I know some folk don't like that, but I'm telling it for your benefit. Beware! There's some people in this place have missed it in times past by the same kind of thing that happened right here. You had it in your heart, God told you what to do, and then somebody come along, they prophesied, and they told you this, and they told you that, laid hands on you and shook you, and you decided God changed his mind. God does not change. No. You've heard from God for yourself. You do not let somebody else come along and say they've heard from God for you to change that. Beware of others hearing from God for you. They say, I feel led that you should. I believe the Lord is telling me that you are supposed to. So many times this is wrong. Let me give you a Bible example. I'm trying to close, but there's some folk who didn't care for the last few things I said. Take it back to the Bible. Take it right back to the Bible. Everything. The ministry of the prophet in the New Testament. We don't have that many examples other than Jesus. And in the book of Acts, we have a man named Agabus. Remember him? A prophet of the Lord. The Bible said he was a prophet. He comes to Paul. Remember this? He takes off Paul's belt. He ties up his own hands and feet. And he says, "Thus saith the Holy Ghost, the man that owns this belt, this girdle, the Jews are going to tie him up just like this at Jerusalem." Did he tell him, "I feel led that you shouldn't go"? No, he did not. "The Lord is showing me that you better not go." That would have been his own words and his own interpretation, and it would have been wrong. Under the old covenant, they didn't have the Holy Spirit, every person. People did have to go to the prophet and inquire of the Lord. But under the New Testament, every one of us have the living Spirit of God on the inside of us. Every one of us can go to God personally and pray and be received ourselves without having to go through other people. Every one of us can hear from God. So, the prophet's ministry, prophetess's ministry, isn't like in the New Testament exactly like it was in the Old. And all this stuff about people telling other people, "I just feel led of the Lord that you're supposed to marry so-and-so. I just feel led of the Lord that you're not supposed to." All this telling other people what to do, so much of it is wrong. And people putting their own interpretations of things. When it really is the word of the Lord, notice how it works. This is what's going to happen. Didn't tell him what to do. Didn't tell him what not to do. This is what's going to happen. Because Paul has the Holy Ghost too. Right? He knows God. He's heard from God. Beware of all this stuff about, "I feel led of the Lord that you are supposed to do this or that." And especially when you've heard from the Lord and something comes different to what He's told you. I don't care if it's me. I don't care who it is. Trust what you get inside. Trust the Holy Ghost. Only He knows more than you. He knows more than me. Right? Said out loud, "I have the Holy Spirit, living inside me. I trust completely what He gives me. I rely on Him. I trust in Him. I follow Him."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.